Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You think about this. God sent His Son, Jesus, and Jesus sent us in the world to do what? To make disciples of the nations. That's what He called us to do. We think about how do you do that? One way we do that is go into these seven spheres of culture. We don't just stay in buildings. We're supposed to go outside of our buildings and disciple people in these spheres. You can call them mountains, like the government mountain, the education mountain, the arts and entertainment mountain, the media mountain, the family mountain. We should be impacting these areas. Well, I think about this congressman that went to Belarus, the last dictator in Europe, reportedly, where he's gone there and he's began to reach out to make disciples in the parliament of Belarus. As a matter of fact, take a look. We can learn from this.
Belarus is known as the last dictatorship in Europe. Now its doors may be opening to the West because of Russia's assault on Ukraine. Well, recently, Jennifer Wishon went to the capital of Minsk to witness an historic trip of a U.S. congressman and how Americans and Belarusian Christians are working together to bring this former Soviet nation in from the cold.
It's hard to imagine this modern city used to be part of the Soviet Union. In fact, only one neighborhood in Minsk survived the ravages of World War II, a time when Belarus lost more people per capita than any other country. Remnants of its communist past remain. Vladimir Lenin stands guard in front of parliament. And Belarus is the only former Soviet country to keep the name of the notorious security machine, KGB. The nation is ruled by Alexander Lukashenko, who's been called the last dictator of Europe. Nearly a decade ago, he kicked out the U.S. ambassador, and while the relationship between the countries remains tense, there are signs that Lukashenko, motivated by Russia's aggressions in nearby Ukraine, is warming to the West. Last month, U.S. troops marched past Lukashenko alongside Belarus's military to commemorate the Nazi surrender to the Soviet Union, a public show of unity just weeks before a U.S. congressman made history by accepting an invitation to speak to parliament.
I think what we're doing here today is checking each other out to see if there is a potential for relationship.
His congressional credentials may have cleared the way for the New Mexico Republican, but for Pierce, it was a missions trip.
I go to churches many times and I tell them, my friends, you have locked the doors and we have been inside singing hymns and praises to each other. The problems are outside the locked doors. If you want your faith to grow, then go out there and work with the problems.
In Washington, Pierce attends weekly Bible studies by Ralph and Danielle Drolinger, the founders of Capital Ministries. They're Californians who nearly 20 years ago determined the best way to change policy is to win the hearts of lawmakers for Christ. Since then, they've started ministries in 40 state capitals and Washington.
If we can teach men and women who hold public office, if we can teach them biblical precepts and principles and hopefully win their heart to Christ so they have the indwelling Holy Spirit that leads them into truth, they're gonna think biblically.
The Drolingers push to get Pierce into parliament to spark a flame they pray turns into a regular Bible study. It's radical because Belarus has a poor record when it comes to religious freedom. Despite the nation's Christian Orthodox roots, Pierce's reading of scripture here was a first.
When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they groan.
The Belarusian constitution protects religious freedom, but other laws restrict it, and those are the ones the government tends to enforce. That causes problems for evangelicals, or really any religious group, outside the Belarusian Orthodox Church.
We have to register with the government, basically get the permission to meet as a church.
Oleg Rakowski is a Belarusian Baptist preacher, one of a small number of evangelicals in the country. He grew up under communism, and despite watching his preacher father face intense persecution, Rakowski is undeterred.
I remember the days when I was a little child, and the KGB people would come to our house to arrest my dad. And I remember how I was hiding under the table, and my dad was not a criminal. All he did, he shared God's love with people.
He's one of four pastors hoping to start a Bible study in Parliament following Pierce's speech.
What did you think seeing this American congressman talking about his faith openly in Parliament?
I think it was a great thing. They needed to hear the principles that the freedom is built on.
The Drolingers aren't stopping there, though. They're also pushing the Belarusian education minister to adopt a curriculum that teaches the Bible as literature to high school students.
When God began to create heaven and earth.
A day after their presentation, they received a letter saying the Lukashenko administration is very interested.
They want to see if we're trying to lead them down the evangelical road or, you know, a certain religion, and it's not. It's really written from the perspective of literature.
Yeah, absolutely. We also think, and we do share the thoughts, that Bible is the first book, and it's very important book that should be taught at any age, and that the people should be able to read it not just once, but many times.
Despite the country's record of religious intimidation, they're words that would be radical in American education these days. By capitalizing on biblical values shared by Americans and Belarusians, the Drolingers and Congressman Pierce hope to change hearts and minds in this spiritually void and politically strategic part of Europe.
What other country is able to be friends with Russia and the United States? What other nation has been able to get some peaceful solution in the Ukraine? And so I think that they sit here in a very important position.
We want to spend the rest of our lives, Lord willing, you know, seeing just a revival amongst the political people group of our world.
Jennifer Wishon, CBN News, Minsk.
Well, there's a foreign policy initiative you can pray for. What a wonderful thing to do, and it certainly gives us hope. In America today, I think we need hope. We need to understand that God's still on the throne, and He is still working in the world today. And all we have to do is get behind His plan and pray, God, what do You want to do today? And I couldn't agree more with that, Congressman. It's not about let's barricade ourselves in a church and sing songs to one another. Let's get out there. And when you get out there, your faith.
So exciting, is it not? When we get out there, it's our faith in action. The Pharisees, when Jesus was talking to them, they were thinking outside in. And what they're doing here with Capital Ministries and what we're called to do, and that's what we hope to do with VFN Kingdom Business, is inside out. The way we change things is not to make more laws, but actually to begin to bring people into a relationship with God on the inside of their hearts. And all of a sudden, righteous laws begin to come out. You cannot force somebody into a right way of life. It's actually by the grace of God. And it's so powerful to see that. And remember, so when we start thinking about making transformation, I love what this congressman said. He said, you know, we've been singing songs to each other. Now we need to go out and begin to reach out. And he went to Belarus, the last dictator in Europe, to speak to a parliament. And he read the scriptures, you know, when evil men rule, the people groan. But when there's righteous leadership, the people rejoice. Isn't it worth rejoicing? Rejoicing comes when there's righteous leadership. Righteous leadership comes when you introduce people to our awesome Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who forgives us, who brings us into the right relationship, who gives us the wisdom to be able to walk things out here on this earth. It's a beautiful thing, and it's truly, that's what the Lord has called us to do. And you cannot change a person's nature by laws. As a matter of fact, the law is the power of sin, so the more laws we put on someone, the more their sin nature is fired up. But in other words, they would be more driven to sin. It puts power into sin. But the more we understand that you know, Christ died for our sins because He couldn't, He enables us, we make Him the Lord of our life by His Spirit, to walk out a way of life that we never could outside of Him. And so in America, it's almost like the church is focusing on, in some areas, about
We just need some righteous laws.
And externals.
Like externals. And that's what we call a religious spirit, wouldn't
religious
that be?
Spirit, right.
Because the Pharisees were doing that, right?
You can't control people to act right. You need to be led right, and it can only be done by the Holy Spirit.
When Martin Luther threw himself in the snow, I mean, he came to the conclusion, for by grace are we saved. I don't know about you, but I need Jesus, man. I need him. And so you're looking at, this is very exciting. Obviously, I really believe that the church is going to awaken to this reality. And one way that we do that at VFN TV is focusing on these seven mountains, these seven specific mountains. And one of those mountains or spheres of society, of a culture, you know, is the government mountain. I mean, the people that are in government, you know, your congressman, your president, your senators, your school superintendent, your board of education board, whatever they're called.
Superintendent of schools?
Yeah, the superintendent, but the...
school board?
School board, yeah, school board. They're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
They are just like you. They get up in the morning, they eat breakfast, they get in their cars and they drive, and anybody would know better than a person in government. They need as much help and as much prayer as they can get, as much support as they can get, as the decisions that they're making. And one thing that they need is they need God.
Mm.
And they'll be really open. I mean, once you're in that place of great decision and great budget management, you're open to ideas.
Yeah.
And if they don't yet know God, but they would be open to knowing him. And so one way we do that at VFN TV, you know, we focus on these seven mountains. And you hear us talk about mountain meetings. You need to participate in those. And maybe you can come and serve, or you feel like you're being called into government, or you want to be able to function and be just like this congressman in your local Senate or your local Congress or the U.S. Congress, come to the mountain meeting. It's called VFN Kingdom Business. We focus on that. We're so excited about that, and you'll be hearing more about that. If you want to be able to be a part of that, one way you can get hooked up right away is go to civilchristianity.org, civilchristianity.org, learning how to be a civil Christian and a civil lamb, which means we're supposed to participate in the process. You can sign that 10 commitments that are almost similar to the Dr. King 10 commitments, but kind of updated with our times. And it's like, how can we walk together unless we agree? And I'm telling you, this is the day we can impact. If you can do that in the parliament of Belarus and the last dictator of Europe, I believe you can still do that.
There's hope.
You can do that in America.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.